Drag Race.
She was the closest thing at the talent show.
Before she got hooked on the drugs.
The caffeine
filter. She bite them on the street. She just wanted to pick me up, but in the end, it put her down. I wonder who's really singing. I wonder who gets the call to come sing for the Saved by the Bell cast.
It's them, of course.
Uh-huh. Excellent. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. We'll go to the Ministry of Truth here in just a few. This is Mike. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
I guess nothing.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks for wasting our time.
All right, let's see. Do you want to lay odds on whether that'll be fixed tomorrow? Wait, hold on.
Supposed to?
Sources point to no. Ken, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi. Dan, that's two. Great. Fantastic. Rick. Oh, this is from Kristen. Rick, it was me in the limo with you that night the girls were making out. Awkward. Strangest night ever. I don't even remember. I guess that must have been after that hideous party that we had in the awful It Cannot Be Named party we had that time.
Oh, I think I remember who it was with.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rick. I have a Rick Show T-shirt that you recognized as old school, which is the Claudia shirt. I received it while ordering the Tim Riley. The Tim Riley was loaded and messy. Loaded. It was meaty. Tim Riley was what? Meaty. He says Tim Riley was loaded and messy, loaded with meats and delightfully cheesy. Dig the show. Daniel, yeah. So if you have anything, if you have Rick Emerson Show memorabilia, you just need to drop that off at 2040 Southwest 1st. That's where our studios are. You'll see, I think he's coming today because he's out for jury duty. You'll see that Dave's in at the front. He will take your possessions, he'll tag them, log them, itemize them, get your name, and of course it'll all be available, be returned to you after the event. 2040 Southwest 1st. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, he's your president, your prophet, your seer, and your revelator.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, let's see, all your drivers trying to get home from Portland to Beaverton if you drove here this morning. That's because the 26 westbound remains closed after a landslide knocked a whole bunch of trees down in front of the Vista Ridge Tunnel right next to the zoo exit. And we understand the eastbound lanes of the 26 will be closed intermittently throughout the afternoon while crews continue to clear all the mess from that landslide earlier today. What can you do? Meanwhile, Senator John McCain is blasting the Senate vote that calls for U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq.
It's a mistake, a serious mistake on the part of my colleagues.
You'll never be president.
The President of the United States will veto this bill, and the war will be funded, and we will give these young people a chance to succeed, not a signal that we are going to depart at a certain date.
You know, the thing about John McCain is, at a certain point, I mean, he always seemed cranky,
yeah.
But at a certain point, he seemed like he had a certain zest for it. Like, he had a mischievous gleam in his eye as he was being a bastard. Now he just seems grumpy and unlikable. That's why he will never be president.
Well, he's done the best he can. It's time for the Sopranos to say goodbye again. The casting crew of the Sopranos turned up in droves to celebrate the beginning of the end last night. The stars of the drama screened the first two of the last nine episodes of season six at a star-studded event at New York's famed Radio City Music Hall. Actor Dominic Chinese, who plays Junior Soprano, said goodbye to his character, and he said the series is tough to do.
I'm just starting to realize that tonight, that I do have to say goodbye to him. I think I've been in denial for the last couple of weeks. My wife said to me the other day, she said, why are you so depressed? And I didn't know why. I think it's because I have to leave this wonderful character.
And it's going to be hard for those guys to get work, too. And less so for Edie Falco. Edie Falco has proven herself to be a pretty brilliant actress. Not that the others aren't, but like that James Gandolfini guy, you know that's why he dug in his heels after like the fourth season, I think it was, and demanded like $1 jillion. Because he knows that he's going to be Tony Soprano for the rest of his life. I mean, I remember watching that movie 8mm with Nicolas Cage. And I think that either came out before The Sopranos, or at least I saw it after The Sopranos. Anyway, I mean, he was a totally different guy. Different accent, different look, different whatever. But it's like every time you saw him, all you could think of was Tony Soprano. So that James Gandolfini guy, he's really going to be a victim of just being a brilliant actor and creating that role. He's going to be impossible to cast, like Sarah Michelle Gellar's running into that. She's just Buffy for everybody forever. But, man, you know, as much as I knocked that fifth season or whatever the season was, what season is this? Does it say?
Season six.
All right, yeah. So as much as I knocked the fifth season, which is the one with Vito and the whatever and the hey-hey and the Johnny Cakes, I've been watching it while they've been rerunning it this week on HBO this month. And it's actually, it's not as bad as I remembered. It's pretty good. A bad Sopranos episode is still better than almost anything else on television. It has lots of Johnny Sacramone, who is the best character on that show. Here's Tim Riley.
Lorraine Bracco, who plays Dr. Jennifer Melfi, said the show is one of the best things that ever happened to her.
I feel I've been unbelievably lucky and rich and, you know, to be 52 and to have a great role that was different and interesting. You know, it's been great.
You know, it's weird to go back and you watch Goodfellas and you realize how many people who ended up on The Sopranos are in Goodfellas because she was Henry Hill's girlfriend.
And in Casino, I believe.
Was she in Casino?
No, she wasn't in Casino, but there are some overlapping characters there as well. Like,
yeah.
People.
And what's his name? Paulie with the sidewall?
Yep, that's what I was thinking of.
Is he in Casino? Because he's also in Goodfellas.
I'm pretty sure he is.
I
just watched that show, that movie, a couple weeks ago.
And now they're all blurring together. And Michael Imperioli, who plays Christopher, Tony's idiot nephew, he is in Goodfellas. He's the guy that Joe Pesci shoots at the poker game for not getting him, like, he asked for, like, a... You know, his name is Spider, and he's like, get me a sandwich, and Spider mouths off, and Pesci just blows him away with the poker again. That's Michael Imperioli. Okay.
Dan Grimaldi, who plays Patsy Parisi, said he's excited to celebrate what the show has meant to him.
To be a part of television history, to be a member of the Soprano cast for 6 years, it's just a real joyful feeling. It's not a sorrowful feeling at all. I mean, I thought I was going to be sorrowful, but when I think about what I've gotten, I'm pretty happy.
Is that the last Sopranos cut?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I forgot all about this. Somebody has the great... I'm going to wait, and I'm going to read this after the news. Great email. Let's see. This is Michael. Michael, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Yeah, thanks to Quinn's earlier report, I was stuck on 26 for about 20 minutes just sitting there in park.
Well, we do what we can, sir.
We're here to help.
Well, but I would like to thank you about the list party because my birthday is on the 20th. So last year and this year, it's the best birthday ever.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So see, well, it's going to be the worst birthday ever, though, because you're going to be mind-numbingly hungover.
Well, true.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag this year for you.
Yes.
So excellent. So how old are you going to be, if I'm asked?
24.
There you go. I mean, you know, there's some poor bastard who emailed me earlier in the day. He turns 21 3 days after the party. So he's not going to be able to go. And so what can you do? All right.
I have a horrible, horrible idea for the name.
Okay. Now, when you say horrible, what makes it horrible before you tell me what it is?
Because it's just uncreative and crap.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Listener Party 10, Tramtastic.
No, that's... No. No, he's terrible, this name. But thank you.
Whatever.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go. See? I like the way they roll with the punches. That's what's great about the audience. The way that they just sort of, they're zen with it. They know. They go for it. All right, let's see. 503-733-2970 is Tim Riley.
Let's do a Geek Watch, shall we?
We got like a triple Geek Watch.
Yes, we do.
All right,
even quadruple, I believe.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn shit. You got it?
Energize.
Get ready for the Star Wars stamp. In conjunction with the 30th anniversary of this motion picture, the USPS has created a Star Wars stamp. The stamp's design will be unveiled today at a ceremony in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater. I changed the name of that theater to Man's Chinese Theater like 30 years ago.
Does it say Grauman's Chinese
Theater? It certainly does.
What news service?
Must be services? Somebody over 70 writing this.
Seriously, what news service is that from?
Metro Source.
Really?
Well, it's free. We can't complain.
Even okay, fair enough. Hold on a second. All right.
Maybe it'll be held after lunch at the Brown Derby.
Seriously. RKO Pictures will be there. Have you seen... You already know what I'm going to ask, probably. Sarah, have you seen them?
No, is it... Oh, my God.
They're here in Portland. Have you seen them? There's one downtown, I think.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Wait, is it downtown? Is that where I saw it? I'm pretty sure that I saw one of those R2-D2 mailbox drop things. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those online?
An R2-D2 mailbox?
It's a mailbox. What are those things
box.
Called?
Yeah. Mailbox.
But not like on your house. The kind downtown on the corner that you drop your letter. Mm-hmm.
That's still a mailbox.
And there's one painted like R2-D2?
Have you, they're all, there's one painted like R2-D2.
I wonder if that's a real mailbox.
There is, there.
That's pretty cool.
What if I'm just dropping in and some guy's coming and I'm picking up my mail? That's true. I just drop it in and some guy, thank you.
I don't think that's official, really.
It's a homemade mailbox. Just some ass. Just some
I saw another one in the shape of a pig on 23rd. Is that a mailbox?
There's some jag off putting up a mailbox. No, there's one. Now
you're not putting your mail in it.
I don't think that's
I don't
legal.
Ever mail anything, no. So, but, I mean, I just saw it. It's going to bug me now. Where did I see it? I swear to God that in Portland, I saw a mailbox, like on a corner that you put the your mail thing, blah, blah, blah. But it looks like R2-D2. I'm not making any sense, but I'm pretty sure I saw one.
But I don't think that's an official mailbox.
It's a homemade mailbox. Just a mail enthusiast put it up?
Perhaps.
All right.
Or a mail impersonator.
All right.
Well, a spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service says...
Like Hillary Swank.
They wanted to be part of this special event.
We're just, we're taking a look at something that has been an enduring phenomena over the last 30 years, Star Wars. It still goes on. It's still one of the most popular movies of all time. And the Postal Service wanted to get involved and have a little fun with it.
The tractor beam making the noise in the background there. All right. It's 503-733-2970. A male impersonator.
So they're having any of the new Star Wars characters, are they?
Victor Victoria. What?
Are they having any of the new Star Wars characters?
Yeah, does it say what's on the stamp?
Is it going to be Jar Jar Binks or whatever that
thing
is?
No, they're smarter than that. No. I wonder if Lucas makes money on that. He must. Of course, he must make money on that. He's fishing into the trash.
I'm very spotless about my work area.
It's true.
You are correct.
Ha!
We all stand corrected. In anticipation of the stamp, 400 mailboxes across the country were converted into R2-D2 robots.
In your face.
Oh, boy.
Collectively, from me. Bam.
Wow.
So I roll, bitches.
All right. I didn't think...
You thought I was just making it up?
Yes.
But I accepted that. No, see, here's the thing is, every now and again, just to F with people, we say something true. Every now and again, just to screw with the audience, we report on something that's not made up. All right, well, we've got mailboxes, people telling us where they are, and then we'll get this Anna Nicole thing. This is our good friend Chris, also known as Boba Fett. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
What's up, brother?
Oh, not too much.
See, I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. They actually posted it. Yeah, the mailboxes are actually just traveling around from different cities. I can't remember the exact website, and you can track them. There's one up by the zoo, and I don't remember exactly where the one downtown is located. But yeah, you are correct.
I swear to God that I was driving or biking or doing something downtown, and I was driving. Who am I fooling? Thank you. Thanks for that. I saw an R2-D2 mailbox.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're floating around. I guess they're just touring them from city to city. They'll be around for I think a month and then they'll leave. So.
All right. Excellent.
So have you found one and taken a picture with it yet?
No, but my friend has. He went and took the one by the zoo. He went up there and took his picture by that one, and then he went downtown and he took his picture there.
Obviously. I think this might be in front of the post office that's on like 6th. And I don't know, it's kind of by like the college.
Clay.
No,
that's Clay.
By the Hot Lips. There's like a Hot Lips Pizza kind of in that general area.
It's over between Broadway and Salmon.
I think it might be at that post office, but that might be the thing I'm making up.
It's the old rundown one that looks like it was built in the 70s.
Are you taking your life in your hands? Yeah. All right. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Sir, do you know where the R2-D2 mailbox is located?
Well, the R2-D2 mailbox is located downtown by the main post office, I believe.
That's okay. That's the one I'm talking about, yeah.
Yes, and it's true. It's a legitimate post office box. The other thing that I wanted to touch on, I got two things.
heard.
First, I just sent you some sound, some truly awesome sound.
Is it of a woodpecker hammering on something?
Is it about a cat?
No, that would be the South Park quote about Beaverton being closed down. And send it to you as a waveform.
Okay.
But the other thing that I wanted to touch on was that I heard Dennis Miller talking about getting tips from Lars Larson, of all people.
Yes.
Which tells me that Mr. Larson is listening to AM 970 Solid Snakes Radio.
Wes, welcome.
Hello, Snake.
Welcome to 2 hours ago. Yeah, no, I share a syndicator. It's weird. Is there strange bedfellows in radio? There's Lars, Dennis, Don, and Mike.
Yeah.
Who else is I going to say? Imus. Until recently, Tom Likas. They all kind of share one syndicator. So, yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing that I run into. When I can't listen to the show, I'm a cab driver. I've got, you know, God's special children out here. And invariably, if you start talking about them on the radio, I've got one in the cab. I've actually had the experience, and I tell you this is absolutely true, where I had a midget in the cab or a little person as they...
Oh, I thought you meant somebody else when you meant God's special children.
No, the retarded. And I've had...
I don't think midgets are retarded, sir.
Well, no, that's the double threat. Anyway, my point being that I've had retarded people in the cab. You start talking about them, I have to turn the radio down. I have midgets in the cab, and invariably, you start talking about them, I have to turn the radio down.
Maybe you're controlling my thoughts.
Oh, no. Oh, God, please, no. That's that, no.
Hey, do me
a
favor. Think about static.
Rick, I'm losing your call here.
Yeah, it's amazing. See? Hey, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Oh, no, we're losing you. And... Yeah, it's amazing how that works. All right. We're so behind. It's 2:29.
It's
2:30. The family car. We got Judy. We have more from Tim. And we're going to talk to this geek, this nutcase. I say that with love. This guy who built this huge this space set thing on his lawn. We talked to him for a second. Oh, is this Kelly who wants to be my special friend? I'm not, you know, as a caller. This who called earlier, like in the first hour, I'm going to
say... Why does she want to be your special friend?
I'm not saying she does. I'm simply asking. Remember the girls who's like, I'm 18, so I'll just hit home and drink myself blind? Normally, we try not to do repeat calls in a day, but we'll make an exception because she's not able to come to the listener party, and because apparently her life revolves around drinking herself into a coma in solitude at home. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I remember you and Sarah used to talk about, as Sarah had this, like, theory about Anna Nicole Smith and Larry Birkhead and whoever, Howard K. Stern. Remember how she was saying how they have something going on?
That was Seamus's, how Larry Birkhead and Howard K. Stern are secret lovers that were plotting on taking Anna Nicole Smith for all of her money.
Well, Sarah, I have a little good news about that theory. And it is, I just read this in People magazine, it's right in front of me, and it says, although Howard K. Stern continues to publicly insist that he is the father, he may be considering compromising with Larry Birkhead. So, I think those two are going to team up now, like you said.
And so you believe that they're
the gay lovers.
They are in cahoots together.
They may be gay, they may be straight, but I think they're both going to try to make some money.
You may be straight. I'm sorry, I don't know why that was. That's exactly what I thought of. All right.
Oh, and even though I'm not going to be at this listener party, I have a little suggestion. It's not as good as that one guy's.
Yes.
But it can be regarding Anna Nicole Smith, and it can be who's your real daddy?
That's so much better than the do you like my body, which is just creepy and unnerving.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Kelly.
Have a good day.
All right, there you go. That's Kelly. That's what Woody Harrelson would say.
I'm surprised you didn't ask her what celebrity she looks like.
No, see, because I'm just made the and here's what Kristen said to the screen. Don't put your creepy crush on the poor Kelly. So I was afraid to ask her. I'll ask her next time. You know she'll call again soon. You can tell.
You know she will.
You know she will. I'm just reading these on the screen
all
here.
All around creepy.
Listen to this. I'm looking at this call. Judy has a radio question, and her kid just tried jumping off the roof. I really don't understand what one has to do with the other, but I guess we'll find out after this. The Rick Emerson radio program. We'll also talk to this guy. If you go to rickemerson.com, you'll see this spaceship movie set that a guy built himself, which is now sitting in his lawn that he's trying to get rid of. We'll ask him what that's all about. You can see the picture of it at rickemerson.com. Plus, we'll pay a final visit to the Ministry of Truth and so forth. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. I called in sick to work today, says this email, and I went to the doctor because I've been up since 2 a.m. hacking my guts out. They gave me cough medicine with codeine. Codeine. I also have a large supply of Visos, which I've been drinking all day to stay awake. You are now 10 times funnier than you already were. Best show ever. Daryl. P.S. I'm 20. How about hooking me up with that drunk 18-year-old? Fantastic. Best I can to help, sir. She's drunk and you're on codeine. What could possibly go wrong? Well, let me do these real quickly. Then a final visit to the Ministry of Truth. And then, Kristen, we'll talk to our good friend who created the film set. Judy, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Oh, well.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, saved myself a few $100s. The boy did not make it off the roof successfully.
I don't understand. It says here on the screen, Judy has a radio question and her kid just tried jumping off the roof.
I called for the radio question, and as Kristen picked up the phone, yeah, I caught a glimpse of the towhead on the roof. So I had to hang up real fast. And
oh,
call back.
Towhead. Okay, yes. All right.
Well, sorry, yes.
Okay.
The boy.
All right.
On top of a ladder and had to go shriek at
him. Why was he on the roof?
Well, actually, it turned out he did jump. Evidently, about 3 minutes ago, he just walked in with a $20 bill. Evidently, it was some kind of bet.
Oh, well, how old is he?
15.
Well, boys do these things.
Well, you know, I went through his laundry to do his clothes. He had like $70. I said, where'd you get this?
He's dealing drugs.
I don't know, but this Halo game, he ends up playing for $20 a shot, and he's kicking some kid's butt.
Is he wagering on Halo?
He's wagering on Halo.
God love him. He's my hero. Good for him.
Oh, man, and he's smarter than a whip, but just he's so unfocused. Well, evidently, he's not unfocused. I don't know.
He's hustling other kids for Halo money. I said that's pretty focused. He's found something he's interested in.
He said that was 1 week's worth. 1 week.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he's found, you know, a lot of kids take forever to find their focus, to find their thing.
$20. You guys really, you'd pay $20 to play Halo with somebody?
I'm not saying, well, it sounds to me like he's actually betting on the outcome of Halo.
Yeah, he's obviously swindling them.
Well, he says he gives out two tips.
That's the thing. Is he gives
secrets.
He's actually being paid.
He plays them and beats them.
And then teaches them.
Gives them, like, two tips to Halo. I don't know.
Awesome. This is fantastic. Your kid, what's his name?
Tyler Adam.
Tyler, you are my hero. God bless you, sir. The Rick Emerson Show salutes you.
Yeah. 15, and he's 6'8".
Yeah.
I'm teasing. He just turned 5'11".
I'm just saying. He's
huge.
He's way more advanced than I was at that age. Okay, what is your radio question?
Yeah. Loving talk radio, missing a show, and I can't remember the name of it, of a very, very funny guy who would impersonate his own callers or have...
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, that's it.
Phil Hendry, who...
And why don't we have him on 970?
Great guy, we did have him on 970. He retired from the radio industry. Judy, it wasn't my fault. I didn't drive the getaway car.
He wants to be an actor, doesn't he?
Yeah, he retired from the radio industry and I swear to God, this is the real answer. Because a lot of people think that when we say stuff like this, we're just making it up, that we just cancel people because we don't like them.
Ew.
He retired from the radio industry to pursue an acting career, which may or may not work out. Who knows?
I hope it does.
It won't. He retired from radio, and we do miss him. He was a great addition to the station, but retired.
Miss. Very much missed. And yes, like 970, yeah, devoted listener. And real quick before my radio fades out.
Yes.
Everybody's Garden Center.
Yes.
Made my first trip in yesterday after listening to your show for years. Got my first hydroponic kit.
Excellent. God bless you.
Well, and they're so great. They were really, you're right. They explained everything to me. I've never done any hydroponic growing, and they did it just, you know, almost written instructions. I've got like a page of handwritten things as well as what came.
So. You guys pretty much have the greatest family going. Really, between you and your kid, I'm just going to try to be more like you guys. Yeah, I worship you.
Well, and you know what I do for a living. I'm Judy. I take care of the handicapped.
Of course. Excellent.
Your radio guy was very interesting, the guy who drove the cab.
You pretty much are the best. Kristen is noting you're the best caller ever. Cool kid, mention of a client. You are the gold standard now. Judy, we got a skedaddle. Thank you.
Okay, fading out.
All right, there you go.
Oh, we wouldn't do that to Judy.
I wouldn't fade her out. All right, well, Mike, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you, I swear. Kristen, if we can rustle up the film set guy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a final visit to the Ministry of...
And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
damn,
this is Tim Riley.
Well, if you counted on driving westbound on the 26, just west of the Vista Ridge Bridge to get back to Beaverton this afternoon, you're screwed. Not going to happen. They've been trying to clean up all these trees that fell in this rock and land and tree slide early today, and they just haven't been able to get it done. All you youngsters listening must have heard of the Portland indie band Modest Mouse. Their new album, We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank, debuted at the top of the... Yes, it says here Portland indie band.
I didn't know that.
I don't know where they live here.
They came from Issaquah, which is someplace in Washington.
They came from Issaquah.
They're at number one. Of course, it didn't help that they added legendary Smiths guitarist Johnny Marr. He also played with the Talking Heads and Beck.
That's so weird that they're a Portland band. I know I'm, like, retarded and the last guy to figure that out, I guess. How weird that a Portland band has Johnny Marr in it. That's, I mean, I'm not a Smiths fan, but, I mean, I appreciate the greatness of Johnny Marr. I appreciate him, not least of which because he irritated Morrissey all through the Smiths, and Morrissey hated him. So any guy who irritates Morrissey is a friend of mine. But Johnny Marr in a Portland band, it's just bizarre. My brain doesn't want to accept that. All right, well, good for them, I guess. All right, fantastic.
That's it for today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
see you tomorrow.
We missed the Geek Watch, the one that...
Have our huge... Well, we'll finish that tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow we should make it a goal to do numerous watches.
We'll do that.
Fantastic.
And that's a promise.
All right. Because the fear is right here in this room. Thank you. Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen. Greatest newsman ever. Rick, this email says, how about listener party 10? Drink minimum. Ha ha. Signs it, never mind. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program. Is this Tyler? Is this the film guy? The movie set guy? Okay. Let's welcome now. Oh, excellent. Good choice. Thank you. Welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program from the mighty Southeast. Tyler, how you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing great. How you guys going?
I'm a brother. We're rolling. This is if you want to hear this, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go to rickemerson.com, and it's the second blog entry. It says Southeast right there at the top. You click on this, and it is a Kristen Bowie, who is in for Scotty J this week, sent this to me, and this is an item for sale, for barter or trade or sale on Craigslist. It is a self-described spaceship interior with gunner's turret, and I'm going to read this here now. TNT Films has a spaceship interior film set ready to be deconstructed and moved. It is 20 by 10 by 12 and is completely pieced together from found objects. Features include a swiveling gun turret, a captain and navigator stations, and green screen monitors. We can also discuss the inclusion of the interior engine room set piece. Production designed by Tyler Robinson, and then it has a link to the film company and so forth. So this is what, an indie film, or like a sort of a shoestring film? What is the deal with the film?
Less than a shoestring, I guess. It's, it started with a pile of trash. My buddy Travis Aruni and I were hired to clean out a production company's kind of storage space. We ended up with a truckload full of trash, and then by the time that thing was full, we decided, hey, man, we could probably build a spaceship out of this, which we did. And once we had that in the backyard, we figured we needed to film it, wrote a script, got a lot of great people to help us out, donate time and equipment. Special thanks to the Nelson family. They had some great actors. We got a little 7-year-old and a little 11-year-old boy to come be talent, and shot a short, maybe 5-10 minute short, which we hope to turn into a feature at some point.
What's the name of the short?
We're calling it Brothers.
Brothers.
Just a nice family film about two kids pretending to be spaceship captains, I guess.
Now, is this film viewable? Can people see it now, or is it still...
No, sir. We just finished shooting it on Sunday, so we're going to spend months in post-production. As mentioned, there's a bunch of green screen monitors
totally.
Here and content for that. And
I'm looking at this here. This has the set. Now, you built this set entirely just from this. You're cleaning out the trash of this production company and other found objects. It looks, it has a real, like, aliens kind of feel, like a Blade Runner. Like, it's, the set, and I mean this in a good way, kind of beat up and grimy. Sort
yeah,
of
no, dead on. That was exactly our inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a, a little bit of everything.
So
there,
right now,
aliens inspiration.
Is this interior, the spaceship film set, is this just like sitting in your yard right now?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window at it right now.
Fantastic. It's so cool.
The landlord cruised by, I'd probably get booted.
Are you...
So you're in Clifton, southeast, or further out?
I'm like 62, kind of between Powell and Foster.
Okay.
Oh, that's right up, right up the street from us. Sarah and I, not together, but Sarah and I both live in that general area.
Yeah, no, I love it over here.
Oh, kidding, right?
Excellent.
Great.
So that's very cool. Are you guys going to sell this all as one piece, or are you going to sell, like, if somebody comes by and they just want to buy the gun?
Yeah, we could probably talk about something like that. I mean, we'd like to see it all go as one piece. We've got a couple of interested parties. Baron von Gulu contacted me. He wants to use it as a set piece for the Halloween haunted house for, Women's Slave Monsters from Mars or something like that.
I got to tell you, I showed this to the chief engineer here at AM97, and he's like, dude, I have to buy this. We have to put this on display in the engineering department. So
we could do something with it, man. We could talk about it. I've got this thing sitting in the backyard. It'll be here all weekend. I'm having a yard sale, so maybe store a price tag on it.
I may come by and take a look at it. If people want to know what this is, go to rickemerson.com, look at the second blog entry. There's a link to this MySpace ad. Or to this Craigslist ad, rather, for the spaceship interior, which is in Southeast, which is another reason why Southeast is fantastic.
Southeast rocks.
Excellent.
All about Southeast.
And the website for you guys is at myspace.com/, it's all one word, TNT Films. myspace.com/TNTfilms.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks. And we got a lot of, there are a lot more pictures of that set on there as well. The kid actors, the director Travis Rooney working with them. We also got pictures of that interior engine room on there, which we may not want to let go because that's such a rad set piece. We almost want to keep
it's
that
very, very cool. Excellent.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. And
thank you.
Best of luck on the film, my friend.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you so much, Jacob. That's Tyler. Real quickly, Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How are you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, you know, I'm curious. Are you accepting sponsors or anything like that?
The answer to that question is always yes.
Always and for everything.
Yes.
Okay,
doesn't matter. You could, you know what? You could buy advertising space on Scotty's forehead if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding.
I've got this business going. I'm a professional dungeon master, believe it or not.
And when you say dungeon master, is this you may now throw the dice of destiny dungeon master, or is this you've been a bad boy and need a paddling dungeon master?
Oh, no, you may now roll your dice.
All right, just checking.
And so I was sitting in my office one day, and I just decided I hated it, and my wife makes a pretty good living. So I started my own little business.
Yep.
I got a little place downtown. And
what do you mean you say you're a professional dungeon master?
Well, that's how I make my living, running Dungeons and Dragons games.
Does that, now, if I may ask this, does that pay a decent amount?
Well, I make enough to pay for the shop I do my thing in and enough for health insurance and a little bit extra to help out at home.
Well, that outstrips radio in like three different ways. So, excellent.
Exactly. I've actually managed to have. It's kind of interesting. I've had Pacificor. I've had two of their teams come through for team building, and also one group of people from Target. Assistant managers come through as a team building exercise.
That is fantastic. And if you know anything about the show and our audience, it's fantastic on multiple levels.
Exactly.
We are the people of the pasty skin and the black clothing and the greasy hair and the I've got a pewter action figure.
Yeah,
so,
one day my wife's like, we'll just do what you love.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what, if you can you hold on a second? We're going to take a break here, but I'm going to put you on hold. Don't
Absolutely.
Go anywhere, and we'll pick up during the break. Don't go anywhere, Mike. Hang on right there. That's Mike. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with Steve around the corner. Like is to 3, Don and Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Here we go. The R2-D2 mailbox is at... God damn, we're nerds. He's at the corner of Salmon and Broadway. And sent me a link to a bunch of photos. Thank you, sir. Pleased to be viewing the photos I showed earlier this week of the R2-D2 mailboxes in Portland. All right. Let me see. Yeah, there they are right there. Fantastic.
Are they pretty cool looking?
Come on. You have to come check this out. This looks badass. I mean, even if you're not a big sci-fi fan or a big Star Wars fan, how cool is that?
Okay, that's
damn cool. Excellent. Let's see. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, we have... Do we have anything? Oh, Jen Lane will be here, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't remember what day it was.
Tomorrow, Thursday?
I don't know. For a minute, I was covering... It's like when an Alzheimer's... Somebody doesn't want to admit that their brain is foggy, and they sort of try to cover. Just now, I was trying to cover up with the fact that I couldn't remember what day tomorrow was. Tomorrow, Thursday, Jen Lane. Friday... Scott Daly. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note. We got Lycus at 3, Donna Mike at 7. This is Steve. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey there.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What's up, brother man?
Listen, I know you're up against the clock. Real quick, the guy with the spaceship in his yard.
Yeah.
You understand how much it weighs to see if it can't be moved on a flatbed to go to the Listener 10 party show.
Hey, that's a great idea. We should put it out front. I say making the guy's decisions for him. Put it up front, and then, if he wants to sell it, then see what better way to put it in front of 700, people who may or may not be interested in buying it.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea. I like the way you think, Steve.
Listen, I'll let you go. I know you're up against the clock. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's Steve. Excellent.
So did we decide on a name? Are we going to use Emerson History X?
I like Emerson History X. It's
kind of perfect because it has the X and also, since we're going to have all the paraphernalia.
Totally. It has the theme. It sort of flows. It sort of sounds, because it's a play in the American History X movie. It's got the X because it's the 10th one. Again, the logo almost seems to suggest itself. I say we make that the default name if we don't come up with something better by the end of tomorrow. Well, then a bunch of weasels will figure out who came up with it and who emailed me first and can all quit crying like children about it. We'll figure it out to tomorrow. So by the end of tomorrow's show, we'll make that the cutoff point if we have not received a better suggestion. I was going to read this email earlier and then I forgot all about it. So we had the Tim Riley hamburger, which was sold for a while at Claudia's. Do you remember what we sold? This is so great. This is God damn, we really are geniuses sometimes. And by us, I mean the audience from whom we then just steal all the ideas.
And we just steal all their ideas and pass them off as our own.
Do you remember the items of food that we served at Billy Reed when we did the White Trash Barbecue?
Did we serve Pete's?
No.
I can't remember.
No, that was... When did we do that? No, that's not on the show. We made Kyle eat those. No. We had two sandwiches we sold.
I don't remember.
Okay, you can't finish the sentence now. I have to say it, because the people may not remember this. We sold two sandwiches at Billy Reed's. The all-beef Tim Riley and the all-pork Sarah Dillon. I forgot all about that. I forgot that at Billy Reed's. Those were the two menu items. The all-beef Tim Riley and the all-pork Sarah Dillon.
I forgot about that.
Fantastic. I love this show. Really, why would you listen to anything that wasn't this show? I mean, come on. All right. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard and, I guess Steve Kastenbaum is too good to call us today, so we won't bother to thank him. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the loving and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio in the newsroom. Tim Riley, Kristen Bowie is our PA today in for Scotty J. Dave Zinn is the gatekeeper. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7. Dennis Miller tomorrow at 8 to 11, following Stephanie Miller, who's tomorrow 6 to 8. Don't let the bastards grind you down. And please, remember to help the retarded. See you tomorrow. Bye.
I'm so excited!